Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy has a Rottweiler named Josie. How old is Josie?
She's like 11. I don't really know.
Because you got her and she was already kind of grown.
Yeah, we rescued her and we didn't know her age, but the vet guessed. And we've had her for about 10 years.
She's big and she's having hip problems at this point.
Yeah, she's gotten all kinds of things going on. Like, and she's been limping for days. And I kept thinking, like, what in the world is in her paw? I kept looking for, like, a splinter or something. Turns out, she's got torn muscle.
Oh, man. And here's why I tell the story. Not because of the dog, because Amy took care of the dog.
Yeah.
She gave her muscle relaxers.
Yeah.
Amy sends me a note. Guys, I'm not kidding. The note's like, hey. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I said, be honest.
No,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Amy sends me a note. She goes, hey, because I care about her dog. She's like, hey, hips, good. Put a muscle relaxer. For her. She goes, hey. Be honest. You ever taken your dog's medicine?
Like, be
like,
honest.
Like the muscle relaxers.
No, like his dog has doggy Xanax for the weather.
Why are you asking?
Because I want to know. Because
wow.
I mean, I have some muscle relaxers, and I don't know. Sometimes PMS is a little much.
What? Oh.
This is bad. Kids don't listen. This is so bad. I'm just asking. I don't know. Do people do that? Is that a thing?
Not for me. Oh, yeah, not for you. For your friends.
I just wanted to, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I do have a legit prescription for Xanax from a doctor.
Right.
But I don't take it that often at all. But like, let's say, since I already have prescription I ran out, is that a thing?
Okay, so.
I don't know. This is probably.
This is what I would say. I have taken my dog's medicine before.
You have. I knew it.
One time by accident. I took the wrong bottle.
And it was for some kind of weird fungus.
Heartworm?
It wasn't even for like a Xanax or a muscle relaxer.
Oh, okay.
I like took it like it's fungus medicine. And I was like, oh no. It just started like.
Was that panting?
Yeah. But no, yes.
Yeah. It's not the right thing to do.
No.
Nobody's going to do it.
Amy, don't.
I just was curious.
Yeah, keyword was accident for Bobby.
She was like, hey, and then she was like, by the way.
I just curious.
Be honest in all caps. Yeah. So, dog's good.
Yeah, she's like better than good.
Amy wants the medicine.
She's straight chilling.
Amy wants to be better than good, too. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I think what they're doing with drones is amazing. From taking pictures to dropping rafts to people that are drowning.
Life-saving rafts. Mm-hmm.
A drone helped find two missing hikers and a dog. You know, think about that. Like, where you would normally go searching or maybe a helicopter and it takes... They just flew some drones over.
Like video drones, and then they watch the footage? Or
the Douglas County Search and Rescue Team spotted the hikers using a drone with a camera on it.
Wow.
After hiking around Devil's Head for several hours. By the way, doesn't sound like the safest head to walk around. Of all the heads to head to camp, Devil's Head probably not the safest.
Yeah.
The two men and their dog found themselves lost, and they couldn't call 911 because on top of Devil's Head, there's no service.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Of all the heads to have service, Devil's Head's not the one. So 2 hours after they went out, the drone was like, we got them. They got the cameras on them.
You know you have a drone with a camera.
I have a drone. I don't touch that thing.
I gave it to you.
I'll go to jail because I'll fly it somewhere I shouldn't. I'll for sure go, restricted airspace, arrest that guy. Secondly, I'll crash it.
Okay, if you learn how to use it, it could be cool.
What am I going to do with it?
Oh, I don't know.
Am I going to take pictures of my dog in the backyard?
Listen, whatever. You don't have to use it. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I see you.
That was I see you. Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy said she was listening to the radio and she was flipping around stations.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard Lunchbox's wife on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing stuff for Topgolf. And
she works
good.
For Topgolf.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I don't even know. I mean, I was just like flipping. I don't even know what I was listening to, where it was, but it was 100% his wife and she sounded great.
What was she talking about?
Topgolf. I don't even know.
I can tell you what she's talking about.
Was it a commercial
like,
or was it an interview?
It was like a golf show or something.
She hears me on the radio and she thinks she needs to be on the radio too now. So she.
Why don't you tell us this stuff? Why does it take Amy to hear?
Here's my thing. What's Amy doing listening to a golf show?
I wasn't flipping and I didn't listen to it for a long time.
But it's on a sports station. And how does Amy hear that? There's no way Amy should hear that and hear my wife. So I feel like it's like clear. And it was like at 7:30 at night. Amy's usually in bed by then. Like, no one should hear that.
Okay, let's deflect from what's happening here.
Yeah.
So your wife goes on a golf show on the sports channel.
Yeah, and she talks golf and talks all about her job and invites people.
Does she know golf?
No. No.
I'm confused. Does she have her own show? Like, what?
No, they have their show and they have her on to interview her.
Like, what would they ask her? Like, what are they talking to her about, Amy?
I don't even know. Top Golf. I don't know golf either.
Well,
and I didn't stay on it.
Like, why didn't she come on our show?
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. She's a radio personality,
too. That's what I was
going
to suggest. Oh, like, I feel like she could come on. Like, she sounded good enough to where, like, you know, some people are, like, shy when they get in front of a microphone. No, she's good.
Wow. Lunchbox's wife. He didn't even tell us she worked
Top Golf.
I mean, you want some audio?
He hit it. Do you have it saved in your phone?
Yeah, yeah. I took video of her on the...
Wait, did you go?
No. I just took video of the audio coming out so I could send it out to the family so they could be like, oh, look, here's the radio
you
star.
You took video of the audio.
Yeah.
That's how he records.
Yeah. Okay. Well, play us a little audio of your
All right, wife. Let's see. All Hopefully right. It doesn't say her name.
Go ahead. Who cares?
Enjoy your New Year's with the golf and the food and the drinks and the fireworks. So we've got all that. And then if you are looking for any sort of gift ideas for friends or family, we have gift cards available.
Look at this.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Top Golf.
She sounds really good.
She's very comfortable. Very comfortable. I was very, I have to coach her sometimes when the interview's coming up because she gets nervous. I'm like, look, just avoid the
She didn't sound nervous at all.
What if she ends up being a bigger radio star than he is?
I know.
I think that's what he's worried about.
Dude, would you get jealous if she like got her own show and became like a national phenomenon?
Stop it right now. No. Don't start putting ideas in her head.
Oh, my gosh.
Will she hear this segment?
Yes.
Okay.
What if?
She needs to come up here and be.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I have to go pick up my kids at some point. Have
Amy's
her
husband
sit in.
Came up and sang with her on one Christmas.
He did.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he likes to sing.
No, he doesn't.
That's a terrible argument. No, he
you lost that one.
Because he likes to sing? No, he doesn't.
No, and he does not like being
on
the radio.
But there was some kind of bet or something.
Yeah, there was something. I had to beg him or I don't even know.
But you know talent when you hear it. Like, what did you hear?
I hear pure talent.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Like, I tell you, there. The best female I've ever heard on the radio is Amy.
Yeah.
And I say that all the time because she's not a radio person. She sounds phenomenal. Best human ever heard on the radio. Best female talent ever heard. Second best, Lunchbox's wife.
Really?
Yeah.
I can just tell.
Wow.
Yeah. There it is.
Dude.
Got to bring her in. After the first of the year, we'll talk about it.
She may be on vacation.
Oh, no.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, time for positivity.
Tell me something good.
All right, we're going to go around the room and share something positive. I'll go first. A cancer patient whose car was stolen received a new set of keys to a brand new Nissan. A few weeks ago, Kate Barnett was shopping and her Dodge Neon was stolen with her wheelchair and her wallet. She said, I won't press any charges. I just want my car back. Like, I cannot afford to buy another one. After they aired the story, the president of this Nissan place said, hey, we got you. Gave her a brand new Nissan.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
She went home with her new Nissan on Monday this week.
That's pretty cool. Probably got her an Altima or a
Shout
Maxima.
Out. Okay, now you're just inserting car name.
Or a Rogue. Pathfinder.
Shit.
But let's
Titan.
Be honest.
Have you seen
the Titan? They're good too.
Titan and
a
Nissan.
Frontier.
Yeah. So shout out Nissan for that. Amy?
Well, one city has set a goal or did set a goal to do 1,000 acts of kindness, and they hit over 106,000 acts of kindness.
Wow.
So they far exceeded their goal. And I thought, man, what if like every city rallied together and was like, hey, let's set a goal for random acts of kindness. Just think what a better place this world would be.
Lunchbox, you're up.
Back in 1957, Beth Ann wore a class ring around her neck. It was her boyfriend's, and they went to the beach after graduating high school. They're swimming, and they lose the class ring. Well, they end up getting married. 60 years later, someone's, you know, swimming in the ocean, found the ring, and got it back to him.
No way.
What up?
Swimming in the ocean, they just found it.
He was diving. He was doing some diving, and he's like, what is that in the bottom of the sand? He digs it, class ring from 1957,
hits up
Beth Ann in Washington State, and gets it back to her.
Dang. There you go. Tell me something good right there.
Bobby Bones.
A listener asks what I do with my dog whenever I leave and come to the show. Well, first, I tell him goodbye.
Oh,
give him
a little
scratch on the head and I say, hey, bud, I gotta go. And he goes into his own room. He has his own little room that's connected to the bathroom. So he goes back there and he has like an open kennel, but a whole room. But he still goes and chills in his kennel. Never comes out of it, but there's not a cage on the front of it. But I have a dog walker that goes over, because sometimes I don't get home until late, so dog walker will go over at like in the morning.
Yeah.
And let him out and walk him around. So, but I do leave and I tell him bye. When you leave, is your husband up with you every morning when you leave?
Yes.
Every morning.
If he's there, he's up, and he's made me hot lemon water and fed the dog and let the dog out. And then the dog goes back to bed. We don't really see her again.
What's the goodbye thing for you?
With him?
Yeah.
Normally, by the time he's done all that, he's sitting down having coffee, working, and I'm getting ready. And I'm normally rushing out the door, and he'll be like, hey, 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 hey. And I get to the door, and I'm already late, and then I have to sprint back to him and give him a quick kiss, and then I get to go.
On the cheek or on the mouth?
On the mouth, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's probably different every day, but...
Ah, yeah. Keeping it fresh, huh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's not like a make-out.
Keeping
but
the
it's
fire.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, bye. And then if I don't, he'll send me a text and be like, you didn't say bye. I'm like, well, I was in a hurry. I'm going to be late. Normally, I'm going to be late. So just meet me at the door.
Eddie, you have kids.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you tell them bye in the... Because you leave before they go to school.
Well, everyone's asleep when I leave. But now there's a new rule in my house, because usually what I do is I go and I kind of kiss my wife on the cheek, and then I go to the boys' bedroom.
She doesn't get out of bed.
No, they're all passed out.
Okay, so
they're all asleep. I've tippy-toed for like 45 minutes getting ready around the house. Then I go to my kids' room, and I kind of just kiss them on the forehead, tell them I love them, and then I go out the door.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Okay.
But now there's a new rule. I can't do that anymore. I can't go into the kids' room, because apparently yesterday I go in, or I don't know, a couple days ago, I go in there and to go kiss Junior, the three-year-old, and he's wide awake, eyes open, looking at me, and he smiles. And I'm like, what's up? Going to work. I love you. And he just giggles, and I wave at him or whatever. And then I go out the door. I get to work. About 30 minutes later, my wife texts me. She's like, did you wake the kid up? Because he's wide awake, and we're all awake now because of you. Wow. So the new rule is I cannot go into the kid's bedroom and say goodnight and wake them up.
Or good morning.
Oh, good morning. And I didn't mean to wake him up. He was up. He's just wide eyes wide open. But I got the blame for it.
So no more I'm going to work.
I guess I'll just kind of peek in their room and see if their eyes are open. And if they're closed, I'll go ahead and give them a kiss. But if not, I got to close the door again.
That's funny.
No, it's not funny. Because I love saying bye to them. That was my thing. I loved it. But apparently, most parents...
She doesn't want her thing to be to get up.
And most
early.
Parents exactly. will understand that when your kid's up at like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, you've got to get up with them.
There you go. Eddie the dad.
Bone Show. Bonehead. Story of the day. This story comes to us from New York City. John Park showed up at LaGuardia Airport to check in his luggage for his flight when the person told him, you know, it's $50 to check a bag. He said, oh, that's okay. I'll pay $50 because there's a bomb in that bag.
Oh,
what?
No. I saw this.
I don't.
He was mad that he had to pay $50, and so he wanted to make a little funny comment, and the airport had to be evacuated.
Yeah,
they locked
funny.
Everything down. He was 70. Does that affect how... Like, he's old.
So he's just a grouchy old man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they locked the whole airport now, like a part of it, at LaGuardia, because you can't be yelling, you got a bomb in a bag.
No.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day. The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show. Tina, in one of my favorite places, Bakersfield, California. Hey.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. What's your question?
My son's getting married, and he wants us to do a mother-son dance.
That's cool.
And unfortunately, I can't come up with the song. He sent me a song a couple of days ago, and I literally could not get through the first three probably words that they said without crying, and it was just too sad, and I wanted something memorable for us, but not something that's so sad I'm going to cry on the whole dance floor throughout the whole entire song. So I thought I would kind of call and see if you had a recommendation.
Well, you're going to cry anyway. I mean, it sounds like you're ready to go right now, honestly. Like,
yes.
This is a big deal for you. What was the song that he recommended?
You know what? I really couldn't tell you because I honestly could not get through probably like the first 4 or 5 words of the song.
Well, I can give you a couple just evergreen, like really good songs that if you play aren't going to be weird, and they kind of, but they're big songs. For example, like I Hope You Dance from Leanne Womack. Like that song is just like, it's not romantic,
It's about love and opportunity. It's about life. And it's like, you know, if things don't work out, find a way. I don't know. It's just a good message of a song. Like, I think that's a good mom-son dance song. Because you got to be weird. Because if it starts to get a little romantic in the song, it starts to get a little weird, right? And it's tough to have a slow dance song that's not romantic. And this is one of them.
I hope you never lose your sense of wonder.
Much could be a mom talking to a son.
I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean.
So that's a good, I would recommend that one. Anybody have any problem with that one?
No. I like that one.
Everybody's kind of like, huh?
It was interesting at first, but it makes sense now.
The fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
It's like a life song.
Yeah.
So that one, or I would recommend, like, What a Wonderful World. Older song, but man, just such a beautiful song.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Like, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like it.
They're just beautiful songs, right? They're not romantic. You can't do, you know, Tim and Faith.
It's your love?
Yeah.
It just does something to me.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
It's a ballad song. Ballads are mostly love songs. Unless it's like Burning House where it's sad.
Oh, man.
You know? I had a dream about a burning house. Wait, Mom, what?
Why are you telling me this,
So
Mom?
Those are the two that I would say right there. I would give those recommendations. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Good luck. Congratulations. We'll take a second because Lunchbox wants to let everybody know that he thinks deodorant is overrated. And he's done a study himself to prove this. He said it for years, but he's been conducting a science experiment on us. And he thinks that deodorant is overrated. Go ahead.
I went on a 5-day no deodorant streak, and not one person noticed. Not one person said, oh, you smell or you stink. Everybody was like, oh, you smell fine. No one said anything.
Nobody said to you, you smell fine.
Not one person said, I stink. And so when you when you think someone stinks, you tell them, hey, man, you kind of smell. But
do?
Not one thing. 5 days with no deodorant and not a peep out of you fools. So that tells me that deodorant doesn't need to be worn. You guys just think, oh, you know, deodorant is such a great thing, but you don't really know when people aren't wearing deodorant.
What does your wife think about your grooming habits, which aren't, that'd be nice. It's kind of gross.
Correct.
Yeah. How does she feel about the whole situation?
She didn't say I was smelly. She didn't know. I did the test on her too because she always like, oh, everybody needs to wear deodorant. We need to spend money buying deodorant. Really? Seems like deodorant's just making money and you don't even need it.
But what does she think like about, like, you sweat so much at night, you don't shower after soccer, you'll just finish playing soccer and go right to bed?
Yeah, I do that.
That's so good. You'll take your clothes, you'll throw them on the porch after you play soccer and then just put them back on.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of things happening. Like, how you don't have MRSA? I don't know. Like, that, I don't know how you've avoided.
MRSA.
Yeah.
Dude, I had MRSA. I wasn't dirty.
I know, but he puts himself in situations.
You're right.
Like, that's why in football locker rooms, they have to clean things.
Yep, gym mats, all that stuff.
MRSA. MRSA.
Oh, okay, I built up my immune system, I think is why I don't have it. Because you guys are all worried about hand sanitizer, too. I don't use that, and guess what? Guess who never gets sick? This cat.
Do you wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
No.
Oh, my God.
Do you ever wash your hands?
When I take a shower, like, you know what I...
It's not washing your hands.
Yeah, it is. You're in the shower. You rub your hair with the shampoo or whatever. But let me tell you...
Let him tell us.
Okay.
One thing I have never done, and I don't understand, is I've never washed my back. Like, I don't know how you would do that. Like, you just turn the...
because your elbows don't bend that way.
No. But you don't rub soap on your back.
Yeah.
But what about your wife? Does she ever rub it on your back?
Like, no.
Gross. Amy, don't ask that question.
No.
Gross.
And then... Another thing, I've never washed my feet. Do you guys wash your feet in the shower?
Yes, all the things.
I just assume like the shampoo or soap just runs down and washes your feet off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it falls in line with the rest of your life.
it's not shocking.
It's not shocking to me. No. It's not shocking to me at all.
Yeah.
So no deodorant,
you for 5 days.
You don't wash your hands.
No.
What about when an artist comes in and you shake their hand?
Oh, I don't care. Okay. I'll go to the bathroom, come right in, and shake their hand. No big deal.
You're so disgusting. I had to stop this conversation.
So gross.
Yes, but let's stop.
Do I smell? No.
Well, I don't know. We haven't gotten that.
Exactly.
And you also wear the same, like, three.
Exactly.
Whoa,
good point.
You also wear the three same hoodies over the top of each other every day. So you're like three deep, dude.
Three layers. We can't smell over that.
You're like rotating. He's got a UFC one, a baseball one,
Kansas,
and then a Kansas one. And then it's like, switch out. And I think he wears them all at the same time. He just moves their position.
That's why we can't smell you.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox, for your time. Thank you for presenting
us. Hey, but if you want to save money, deodorant free.
There you go. All right. A mom was arrested over her 12-year-old daughter's tattoo.
What the? Oh. What?
12 years old, rocking and rolling.
Man.
The mom of a 12-year-old has been arrested after a Jesus Loves tattoo was spotted on her daughter's shoulder. I mean, does she get lesser because of Jesus?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that. I was like, should we?
Positive message?
Like, at least you didn't say positive. Something awful.
The tattoo, which also featured a blue-green cross, was seen by a fifth-grade teacher. The girl wore a strapless dress. The teacher called police to say, there's a tattoo on the 12-year-old. Both of the parents had a different story. It boiled down to just finger-pointing. And none of the stories were she just went and did it herself and didn't tell us.
Yeah.
What's the difference between giving the girl a tattoo and the ears piercing? The girl, like when a baby gets its ears pierced, the baby has no say in it. Valid. The parents do that also.
Yeah, ears pierced can grow back.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
You mean close up?
The tattoo can get removed?
But that's painful.
That's color. I don't know. I'm not justifying that you can...
I'm more concerned about the 12-year-old in a strapless dress.
So many layers, Jamie.
Than I am the tattoo.
Most common last name in 2017.
Oh, that's easy.
What do you think it is?
Smith.
Agree. Williams. So, 2.5 million Smiths in America, number one. The second most popular name, Johnson.
Oh.
Wow.
Then Williams, Brown, Jones, and Garcia.
I was going to say
Shut
Jones.
Shut up. Stop it. Come on.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Are you serious?
We got a lot of these here.
Oh.
What's Williams, though? Why'd you say that?
That's just one that came to mind as being popular.
Oh, not yours?
I didn't think mine was going to be popular.
Yours is popular.
Yeah, I guess
and mine's
so.
Almost Jones.
Yeah, Bobby Jones.
We kind of almost are all on this list. Look at you guys. I'm surprised that they're... Like, Hispanic last name's only six.
There are a lot of us. I mean, I'm shocked out of all of them. I would have thought, like, Rodriguez or, like... Because Garcia, I don't know. I mean, I know it's common.
I don't know which are more common.
Man, I would have thought, like, a Rodriguez would have been
like
more common.
Oh, I feel like Garcia's common. My dad used to have a Mexican restaurant back in the day, fun fact, called Garcia's.
Oh, that's cool, Amy.
Named after who?
Really?
We should call and ask him. I don't know. My dad used to have restaurants in Austin, and like,
he
as a kid.
Picked the most common last name. I was like...
Well, no.
What
another
can they
one,
relate to, Garcia?
There's a lot of
there's
guys.
There's got to be a story behind it, because he had a restaurant called Christopher's, which was my mom's maiden name. My mom was Judy Christopher. And
did he know Eddie's family?
I'm going to text him at him. I'm going to be like, Dad, why was Garcia's called Garcia's? And then he also had Pass the Biscuits, Please.
That was the name of a restaurant?
That was more of like a country kitchen.
Yeah,
you know?
I figured. That's
that was the title. Whole name of the restaurant?
Pass the Biscuits, Pass the
Too long.
Was there a comma?
Yeah. And then an exclamation point.
Dang, your dad was like Emerald back in the day.
Yeah.
It was the 80s, man. He was really great.
Oh, the times are wild. And everybody had restaurants.
That was crazy.
Then look at him, but he had a Mexican restaurant, a country restaurant.
Garcia in a steakhouse.
And a steak, an American. Like, this dude.
Wow, he was killing
Christopher's
it.
Was nice. Like, the way, like, I remember I went there as a kid, and we served my mom's cheesecake. It was on the menu as Judy's Cheesecake, and my sister had Christie's Catfish. But anyway, the waiters wore bow ties and suits.
Did Amy's dad have more wives or restaurants?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Oh, restaurants.
Yeah. Really?
Well, yeah, because later after that, after he went bankrupt with those, there was Mr. Gaddy's that he worked for. I guess he didn't own those, but he was in the restaurant business for years.
How many wives did he have total?
Four.
And how many restaurants do you think? Probably around about?
I don't know. Maybe it's equal if you're talking about ownership.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
A small request. I occasionally like to make requests. I have nothing to do with anything charitable at all. If you're getting a mugshot, and you're in a Pimp and Joy shirt, just go shirtless.
Yeah, take it off.
We saw one yesterday. We've seen some people do some pretty ridiculous stuff in Pimp and Joy shirts, and we don't shed the light on it.
Right.
But a guy got a mugshot in Pimp and Joy. I'd like to explain briefly what Pimp and Joy is.
Yeah.
So.
It was a red one, too, so really stood out.
Yeah,
Pimp and Joy
it did.
Shirt.
So Pimp and Joy is, I'll start with the overall message. It's to find the joy within yourself so you can provide the joy for others. And there really is no exact bowling alley to throw the ball down. It's just that. Now, how it started with the words Pimp and Joy is when Amy's mom was battling cancer, they tried to find her a Twitter handle. And they tried Judy B. Choosing Joy. Joy like Judy. If you could think of it and it was words that we'd probably use, we couldn't get it because somebody had it already.
Yeah. And my mom's motto during cancer was choose joy. So that's why we were looking for a Twitter handle that related to that.
And listeners wanted to keep up with Amy's mom as she battled cancer. Sadly, Amy's mom didn't make it. But they had the name Pimpin' Joy. It was just funny. It wasn't even a thing.
Well, her Twitter handle was Judy B. Pimpin' Joy.
And Amy's like, this is it. I think that's funny. I said, but I think there's something to Pimpin' Joy. And I knew people were going to get mad at it. But I thought it might cut through more than people would get mad. It was a risk.
Yeah, we almost thought about not doing it because of the risk.
We had the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because listeners were upset. But after Pimp My Car, Pimp My Bride, Pimp My Ride, you know, Pimp My Carpet, all these shows are coming out.
So we were like, okay, we were like, whatever. Pimp Joy.
So that's where Pimp and Joy comes from. And we've never made a dollar off Pimp and Joy. Never meant to. We also don't like it in mugshot pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of defeats the purpose of it. But that's what it's about. And we've used it. And I'll say this, that so much for St. Jude. And this is, I see people wearing Pimp and Joy shirts all the time. And every time I do, I just want to go up to them and like be, they're my friend. I feel like they're my friend already when I,
I do. When I saw someone wearing a hat once, I was so excited to see them, I ran into a tree.
That's true. And you hurt yourself.
I like hurt myself because my neck was looking back at them yelling like, I love your hat. And they were crossing the street and then boom, I ran into a tree. And then I got to meet them because they came to see if I was okay.
Pimp and Joy.
Nice.
Pimp and Joy.
And so we do a lot with St. Jude. We do a lot with animals. We do a lot with just things that we
military.
Feel like. So an example about the military, and just update for our listeners, Captain Nathan Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
We said, hey, we'd like to build him a house because he was serving and a mortar hit and he was injured. He's paralyzed from, I think, the chest down.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a young kid and he couldn't move around with his kid in his house in his wheelchair. So they needed a house that was functional for him to be able to move in. And this is a hero. He was over serving our country. So you know what we did? Not me, not this room. We, the entire B team, the people that listen to this show, built him a house. It's almost done. The house, they send pictures all the time. And then you just can't build a house in a heartbeat. But I think we posted a picture about a month ago, and it is there. It's almost there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it's because of Pimp and Joy, and it's because of you guys. So that's all. That's not even a high horse. I just like to explain it sometimes because people will go, hey, what's that thing you're talking about pimping all the time? Oh, you mean joy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what we're talking about. So, yeah, an update.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say through Building Homes for Heroes, we were able to do that, which is a great organization. For
I mean, we didn't go build it. It's broken. This is the Bobby Bones. It's funny, we have a new girl in our studio, and she does our web stuff. Her name's Morgan number 2 right now. And she mentioned she'd like to see college, Amy. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Morgan number 2? What? Because you're 23,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've been out of college how long?
Like a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah. So I've been out for like over 15 years.
What does it mean that you want to see college, Amy?
So, like, I go out a lot and you guys always kind of make fun of me for it. And I was
No, we're jealous of you and we use that as a way to share our jealousy. Go ahead.
So, Amy, I asked her what she was doing this weekend and she was like, I'm just going to hang out at the house. I was like, well, you should come out with me sometime. I want to see crazy college Amy because she said she used to drink a lot in college. So I want to see it.
I remember Amy. I remember kind of college Amy. I caught you right after. I'm slightly post-college Amy. One of my first experiences with Amy at a bar was...
I was at a wedding, to be fair. I had been at a wedding all day.
But I saw you at a bar. Amy comes up to me and she's
after a wedding.
She's in her, like, bridesmaid dress.
Okay.
She's got a huge cut down to her entire side of her leg.
But that would happen
where
any
she had
day.
Fallen over.
Oh, wow.
She'd been drinking all day.
It's one of those nights.
It was one of those nights. And I was like,
it this was girl my college roommate getting married.
I was like, this girl goes hard.
Real college.
Like, she's all battered up from falling down and drinking all day.
No, I wasn't going hard.
Once Amy got bit in the head. Remember when Carlos bit her in the head?
Yep.
And got bloody head at the bar?
Yeah, but I was designated driver that night, DD. Mm. And it just looked like I wasn't because I had blood streaming down my forehead.
So what's college, Amy?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, what is college, Amy? But I assume probably, yeah, going out, being way more social, not wanting to miss a thing.
You're
like
a dancer, though.
Dancing. Oh, for sure.
She used to tell us, Morgan number two.
I know. It's so dumb.
She used to tell us that when she danced, people watched. Like, if she was that good of a dancer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lunchbox.
Oh, no. Her exact quote was, when I go to the dance floor, people take notice and they stop what they're doing and they watch.
It was with one particular, like, really good friend of mine. Like, we would dance. Like, he just was really good at, like, spinning and doing all that kind of stuff. He was a good leader and I was a good follower. So, like, we did a lot of events where we would dance or, like, wedding. You know, it was that time of our life when there was a lot of things where there was dancing.
I just remember stopping. Once I was walking down the street and I saw him, like, four blocks away, and I stopped and just watched. It was amazing.
Okay. I was just following. It was really
like,
his
lead. Wow.
Were you a big beer drinker?
No, I mean, yeah, Michelob Ultra Light, like not like real beer, but pomegranate flavor or something.
And you went to Texas A&M, so you kind of had to fit the culture of Texas A&M party life.
Yeah, but back then there was still that, I don't think I was worried about sugar or caloric intake, so it was like Smirnoff Ice and pina coladas or daiquiris or something.
In the next few months, will you go out with her on a Friday or Saturday night and do her 23-year-old thing?
What does she do?
Oh, I my goodness. Like, Amy, she's dead for a week.
Will you?
Yeah, I will. I would, no, I can't recover from that.
In the next 90 days,
what?
You have will you go out and do a Friday or Saturday night?
I also could have children in the next 90
but,
days.
But, Amy, I need a commitment from you.
That's a lot. How late do I have to stay out?
Till it shuts down at 2 a.m.
No.
Yeah. Amy.
No.
Amy.
College
come on, Amy.
College Amy.
These guys should let their wife shave their faces.
Yeah, come on. We do
commit
the least
you can do. For a bit.
Shave
for
my
a bit.
Face.
Amy, if Bobby told me to do this as a bit, I'd be in a heartbeat. Like, sorry, babe, gotta go.
Come on.
I'm sure I'd be tired. Okay, but there's a limit on like consumption and
1 a.m. instead of 2.
Okay.
We have a deal, boys!
Yeah! Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
People paying $500 for an O.J. Simpson autograph. I'll pass. I might give them 5 nickels for one. Amy, coolest autograph you have?
I have Taylor Swift's autograph on a guitar.
That's a good one.
And it's this super special way that I got it, so I love it, and I'll always keep it.
Yeah, because someone signed it. Taylor signed it somewhere, but a listener bought it in an auction and gave it back to you.
Yeah. It was just an amazing little gesture.
Was it because your mom was sick?
Yeah, so he's a doctor. Pretty sure he works in cancer. And then my mom had cancer. And then we were doing a tornado relief fundraiser. So he went on, bought the Taylor Swift guitar, and then gifted it to me.
That's a good one.
It's super special, and I'll always have it.
That's a good one. It's a special one. My special one?
Yeah.
There was this fella. Maybe you hadn't heard of him, I don't know. Named Garth Brooks, right?
Oh, yeah.
He comes in the first time he's been in, and I know Garth now, but at the time, I was just like, holy cow, this is Garth Brooks. And he plays on the show, and then he gives me his guitar and signs it, and I have it.
Yeah.
And he signed it upside down, too. So it's a error card.
Oh, the error.
Yeah.
And he gave you the guitar, too.
He gave me the guitar, the case. He gave me the case.
That's right.
And so I have Garth's guitar with the case, and he wrote this big long message on it, and I don't even hang that up in my house.
And you have video proof too of him playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. You just have it in the case?
It's in like a safe that's in another safe that's in another country in a Swiss bank.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want anything to
have more.
Yeah. Coolest autograph that you have. Shelby in Gainesville, Florida, you're on.
Hi. Oh my gosh. Hi. I'm such a fan. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
So I have a Luke Bryan autograph, but it was back when he was opening for Rascal Flatts.
That's cool. And you got an old school autograph. That's cool.
Yes. So we were at the merchandise table after the concert, and he just walked up to the merch table, and we were like, is that the guy that opened? So he signed my shirt. We got a cool picture, and it's been years, but now he's like this big thing, and it's awesome.
It's especially cool because it was pre-Luke. You know what I mean? That's a go. Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Kate in Alabama.
Hi.
Tell me about this autograph that you have where you're like, this is cool.
I have Jonathan Taylor Thomas's autograph.
From Home Improvement.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you get that?
He was at Planet Hollywood, and my dad took me to meet him because I, like, had posters all over my room. And I shook his hand, and for 2 days I didn't wash my hands because I wanted his germs on me. I even stuck a rubber glove on the hand that I shook his hand with,
atta
and
girl.
I still have that rubber glove.
Atta girl.
Wow.
Atta girl. Hey, that's awesome.
Germs are preserved.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Lunchbox, favorite autograph.
When I was working at Jason's Deli in San Antonio, I'm sitting there working. I look up, and Tim Duncan is going through the line from the San Antonio Spurs, so I handed him a Jason's Deli menu and had him sign it.
Basketball player, Amy.
I know.
Just make it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know if you knew, because sometimes you don't.
Oh, yes. I'm aware.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, Canton, Ohio. Hi.
Hi.
Who is the coolest autograph you have?
I have LeBron James's autograph.
Wow. From when?
He had just graduated high school, and he was getting ready to play in the NBA. And I was young at the time, and I didn't realize it, but we were at a high school football game, and he was sitting like two rows in front of us, and my dad said, he's going to be really famous. Go down and get his autograph. And I did.
That's cool.
Wow.
You got old school LeBron autograph. Hey, appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for all the calls, everybody.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
You bite your fingernails?
No.
Yeah, I do. And I get hangnails like crazy. Then I rip them out and they bleed.
It's gross.
And I'm not gross, but okay.
I find it weird you bite your fingernails.
I always wash my hands before I do that.
Oh, you prep?
I do. I prep biting.
Okay, it's time for me to bite my fingernails. I'm going to go sanitize.
Is that weird? Because I scrub as much as I can before I bite my fingernails.
Now that I know you scrub, I guess it's not weird. Nope. But I just don't get people that bite. Like, my husband will bite his nail. I don't get it. Like, why would you want to bite your nail? I know it's a nerve. I don't know. It's
yeah,
like a
for
habit
me it's
thing.
It's a nerve anxiety thing. Lunchbox clips his toenails.
I know.
Just because people clip his toenails, but then he sets them aside and then eats them.
They're protein.
No,
they're not protein.
They're not. Yeah,
Google
they're
it.
Hair.
Yeah, it's hair.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is not hair, you fools.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Who's the doctor here?
There's not
none of us.
Exactly, so you guys don't know.
Well, then what are nails?
He got us. Yeah. You should Google that, though. All right. Morning, yeah. Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
What did the boy pickle say to the girl pickle?
You mean a great dill to me.
That was the Morning Corny.
Think about it. When you're on a date, like say a guy and a girl out on a date and they order sandwiches and there's pickles or something, as a guy, you could tell your girl date that joke and she'll be like, OMG, you're so cute. I want to date you forever.
If she says OMG back, I'm like, I'm dating somebody way too young for me. Or I'm Lunchbox, boy, you see your computer's on fire over there. You're looking something up.
Well, I thought she was going to say, what's the dill? That's where the joke got.
I thought he was going to say, I looked it up and fingernails
hair.
Are hair.
Yeah.
Oh, toenails.
Oh, no, never mind.
He's still Googling it. The Bobby Bones Show.
Turn it up. This is interesting. So, a couple days ago, July 4th, did you know that July 4th was the day that Eddie met his wife 18 years ago?
How crazy is that? 18 years ago, my wife and I met at the beach in South Padre Island. I had friends that were her friends, and we all got together for this 4th of July deal. And I remember specifically we were walking on the beach and with a group of people, and it started raining, and everyone just ran, and it ended up just being me and her, and we talked. But before then, she was really shy. We never even, like, talked or anything. I thought she was pretty and all, but when that happened, I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Did you make out first?
You don't know.
I think we did. I remember.
Beach, rain, kit.
She told me specifically that what did it was when we were all wet, we were walking back to the hotel, and I said, let's just jump in the hot tub. We're wet anyway. And we just sat in the hot tub and talked.
Bachelor move.
Hot tub lunch. What do you think?
I'm telling you, hot tubs are where it's at. A lot of things happen in a hot tub.
What's ever happened in your life in a hot tub?
A lot.
I don't want to know.
Like what?
No, we don't want to know.
Are you serious?
I just think you
I
say
feel like
stuff.
When you're okay. I feel I mean, like when you stall with like, are you serious?
Yeah, like
when,
I don't understand what you want me to say.
Amy has a point. Let me just stop you for a second.
I have been in hot tubs with chicks plenty of times.
And when
I
you just start to say your words funny.
Let's just say clothing optional.
And you start to say things like, let's just say.
He's like, I've been in hot tubs with chicks plenty of times.
It's like Donald Trump. It's like Donald Trump. Let's just say.
I don't understand what
chicks.
You
want. The best chicks.
Hashtag lots
of
chicks.
Do you want me to describe what happens? I mean,
congratulations.
I'm trying to
say clothing optional.
I heard it.
Isn't it always clothing optional hot tub? Like you wear the shorts sometimes?
Ew. Hot tubs just like
they're not gross.
Yeah.
Are you robot malfunction?
I think that they're gross.
Yeah, I think you just talk a big game.
You weren't there. Just tell me. I'm just telling you.
Stories, when you don't have one, you start to stall like, oh, boy, let me tell you.
I don't understand what you want me to say. Like, okay, so I got in the hot tub and I hooked up with a chick. Like, what do you want me to say? I mean, I'm trying to keep it PC.
How many chicks do you think you hooked up with a hot tub?
Three.
Three? Oh,
okay.
Like,
okay.
How many of them are your wife?
Zero.
Oh, wow.
I've never been in a hot tub with your wife.
I've never been in a hot tub with my wife.
How many girls do you think you've hooked up with in your life?
Oh, 115.
That's such a random number. 115.
Don't get him down this trail.
117.
What is not a random number?
Come on.
103? Is that not random?
There's no way.
You think you hooked up with over 115 girls?
Oh, yes.
No.
Yeah, attaboy.
No way. No way over 100.
Let's move on.
If you do two a month.
Oh, my God. Okay.
From the time you're
married. Right.
Let's go. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What I will do is I will read a song in a dramatic form.
Oh, boy.
Like a slam poem. You have to name what country song it is.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
Ready? Yeah. I like this.
Okay. Here we go. Got a girl from the south side.
Is it Eddie? Do I know my name?
Let's write it down. Okay, I'm in the middle of a performance over here.
My bad.
When you go to your slam poetry sessions, do you ever interrupt the person?
Never. Sorry. I should have known better.
Let me do it again. Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by. Man, I about fell about my chair. All right.
Men.
I'm in for the win.
Name
that
slam poem.
Don't look at my paper, Eddie.
Amy.
Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Lunchbox.
Body Like a Back Road.
Eddie.
Body Like a Back Road.
Body Like a Back Road.
That's right there.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair.
Like that one?
His sounds like already like slam poetry.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, thank you. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. It's been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
Oh, I'm in.
I'm in too. Keep going though.
Just two more roads. I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. All right.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my
Matchbox.
The Weeknd.
Eddie, dirt on my boots.
There you go.
Been up since the crack of dawn. Just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns. I can't find no shade.
All right, name that slam poem. They're like, hey, who that there? With the shades like, oh. The way you move to the bass, hold up.
Wait,
what?
Hold on.
How long is this spinning from the second you walked in here? Because you look good.
What?
I'm in. I'm in.
You want a little bit more?
Now? Yeah. Keep going.
Go ahead.
Encore.
They're like, hey, who that there?
Who that there?
Who that? I'm in.
Right, let's go to Lunchbox first, because if he misses it, he's eliminated. Lunchbox?
Whoa. Black.
What?
Eddie.
You look good. Lady A.
Amy, what do you have?
You look good.
They like, hey, who that
Other words of that.
That's good.
There you go. Co-winners.
Yeah.
Yes, Amy and Eddie are back.
Congratulations, Diva.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
The slam poem.
Oh, yeah, I got to play your winning song.
Honor to be.
Our first winner, Amy.
There she goes. There she goes again.
Our second winner, Eddie. Thank you all.
Bobby Bones.
Listeners always try to get me to drink. Hey, have a drink. I see, I'm out. Hey, let me get your first drink. Listeners now try to get Eddie to get me to drink.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired every time I meet listeners. They're just like, hey, man, you got to get Bobby to start drinking. I'm not going to get Bobby to start drinking. No one's going to get Bobby to start drinking. What makes people think that me, Amy, or even Lunchbox is going to try to get you to drink?
I don't know if any of you have ever tried to get me to drink.
Oh, we have.
I haven't.
Oh.
I mean, not like, oh, here, I've said, oh, dude, you should have a drink. But once you say no, I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. And I've stopped because over the years, I've decided that I'm not going to influence you and I'm not going to encourage you. I've told you all about the great parties and good times I've had. I talk about the memories I've made, the hot tubs I've been in because of alcohol. And you don't care about it.
That's something else they say. They're always like, he doesn't know what he's missing. Do you know what you're missing?
Would you ever know what you're missing if you don't know? Like,
so you don't know what you don't know?
I don't.
Okay, well, explain why we're not ever going to...
No, we're not.
This has been explained.
You guys don't convince me of anything.
Right? I know that.
Period. I've never had a drink. You guys aren't going to be like, hey, dude, there's a hot tub. You want to get in it? Have a beer. Like, that's never going to happen to me. I may drink one day. I've never had a drink. I may drink one day, but not right now.
Yeah.
If I do, I'll probably not tell anybody.
He'll do it alone.
And I'll go, yeah.
And then, like, we'll read about it in a book.
Dang.
What? It's true.
We won't get invited to that.
We probably will.
Dang.
Yeah. And then he will be like, well, I was going to invite y'all, but then I was like, nah.
I want to bring you one. I'm really good at drinking.
I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. You guys don't even know George Thorogood.
Yeah, dude. Bad to the bone. Mm. Okay.
Is this how the song starts?
Yeah. This is I Drink Alone. Oh. That makes me think about when you guys talk about me sneaking away and having my first drink by myself. Now, this is rock and roll right here.
You would probably have Mike D there to have your first drink.
No, I'd probably do it with Amy, if anyone.
No.
Yeah, with nobody else.
Very sad, huh?
Yeah,
you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself.
Yeah, see, this guy has a problem.
Oh.
Like, you don't want to base your life on this song.
No, whoa. I've based my life on lots of George Thorogood songs.
Yeah.
I'm bad to the bone.
This guy's contradicting himself.
Bad. One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. See, people don't even know.
By himself?
Alone? With the bone.
I want to tell you a story.
Come on, George.
All right. About the house running blue. I come home one Friday. Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Oh. Are you guys even Thorogood fans or no?
Yeah. Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone. That's my jam.
Oh, I know all of them.
You do? Money. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent. And out the door I went.
Oh, nice.
Dude, it's like bluesy 70 rock, you know?
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day I don't know. So let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she would love a dove. I come home one particular evening.
There's a lot of talking in this song.
Yeah, I see that.
You know more than this one, though.
I just saw I Know Who Do You Love.
Yeah, Who Do You Love?
I know that one.
Yeah,
final
who
job.
Do you love?
Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent.
He hadn't paid the rent in a long time.
I hear
the end of the song. You know, get a haircut, get a real job?
I don't think so.
No.
Really? I wish I could just get to the hooks.
I was a rebel from the day I left school. Grew my hair long and broke all the rules. I'd sit and listen to my records all day. With big ambitions of when I could play. My parents taught me what life was about. So I grew up the time.
I'm gonna drink to this. I've just now decided this is what I'm gonna drink to.
They said my friends were just
all the George Thorogood Destroyers. I should
get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut, get a real job. Da-na-na, get it together like I'm your Uncle Bob. Get it together like your big brother Bob. Why don't you get a haircut, get a real job.
How's that in?
All right.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
Cool.
We spent way long time on that.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. If you go to a show and you're enjoying it, like a concert, how long is too long before you go, man, wrap it up?
Ew. I guess I haven't checked the clock, but as long as they're singing the hits, I'm still having fun. I don't know. What's too long? Hour and a half? Over that.
No, you can make up your own mind. I'm not telling you what to say.
I guess I've never paid attention to how long concerts are. I want them to play all their hits. If they're still singing songs I love, they can keep going.
One of my friends went to a concert by a major band, and they played for 2.5 hours.
Too long.
Oh, that's a long time.
Tons of hits.
Okay, tons of hits.
They did 5 encores.
Wow.
It kept being a thing where they kept coming out being funny.
Okay.
But 2.5 hours, and I was like, man, even for me.
How long are y'all sets?
75 minutes.
Okay.
If we get going crazy longer, we can kind of fill the crowd, though. Because we play theaters, too. So there's a difference in a theater and, you know, what, like, Stapleton does, arenas. So we can kind of just talk to our people. You guys having fun? Yeah, cool. All right, we're going to keep playing.
Should we stay?
Yeah.
How many encores have you done in a row?
We don't. Listen, we never plan as a Raging Idiot to do encores. We've actually went down and taken our ears out, and they won't stop cheering.
I know. And then when,
and then
I
we're knew, like,
I saw okay. video.
We have to go back yeah. out. Like, we don't stage encores.
I know. But, I mean, they didn't have these 5 staged, did they?
Probably a little bit. They think it's funny.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm going to say 90 minutes, give or take 15 on either side.
Kay.
If it's going really great. What about you? You ever been one where you're just like, okay, wrap it up?
I threw out an hour and a half. No, as long as they're playing the hits. I can't think of one where I've left early. I feel like George Strait's felt sort of long, but not for me. I saw some people leaving.
I went to see George Strait in Vegas, and he was playing hits, but with George,
it's just chill.
He doesn't move. Like, there's nothing that changes about it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And people were leaving. I got it. Eddie, ever been to a long concert and thinking, come on.
Well, the only long concerts I've been to are the ones that I really wanted to go to, so I enjoyed them all.
Yeah.
So I could stay at concerts for a long time.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Also, like, I'm a guy that likes to hear songs I know, too. I'm not a live music guy who just can go out and respect live music.
Yeah.
I'm like you. I need to hear hits.
That's right. I want to sing along, stand up, have fun.
Anybody go to like a... I went to Dave Matthews once. That's way too long.
Oh.
It was like, and I love Dave Matthews. And I think... But that jam band stuff is not for me.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, long guitar solos.
For 3.5 hours. It was one song.
One
by
song.
The way. One song was 3.5 hours. Yeah. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Talking about long concerts you've been to. And like, what's the... Like, fair limit? I'd say like 90 minutes, give or take 15 or so. Hey, Logan.
Yeah.
You saw the Allman Brothers? How long did they play?
Yeah, I saw them twice, and they did this thing called Instant Live. They had a recording truck there, and you could buy the set right after the show, and I did it twice, and each time it was 3 CDs worth of music. So it was easily a 2.5 hour set each time.
Yeah, and listen, you can always leave. I mean, that's the thing, too. If you start to get long, you can always, you know, jump out. Like,
right.
I like the Allman Brothers. Man, 2.5 hours.
That's a long time.
But it's those jam band things, like Fish and
Yeah. Grateful.
Grateful Dead.
Yeah, but what is some of the
Widespread Panic.
Widespread Panic.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
At least Dave has hits. Like I've seen Dave, but his hits take like 20 minutes to get to. And if you're into music like that, like hardcore, like they're amazing. But man, I was just like, whoa. Where's another song? Play Ants Marching.
Yes.
But that dude's legit. Allman Brothers, 2.5 hours. We got a bunch of people calling it by that. We'll take some more in a second. You ever been to a concert that just seemed like it never ended? Call us.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Elizabeth Orlando, how are you?
Hi, Bobby. Good morning.
Thank you for calling. We're just talking about concerts and how long until you're like, all right, wrap this thing up already.
Yeah, I was at a Lil Crush concert about 9 months ago, and they played for close to 3 hours. No encores. Just straight playing.
I love low cash, but I'm telling you, 3 hours is probably a little much. Wow. Low cash. That's a lot of cash. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
That's a whole lot of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 hours. People are tweeting me they go like to a 5 hour Bruce Springsteen concert.
No.
How did the artists even do that?
Oh, Bruce is a maniac.
He's known for that.
Some of them do it to show they can do it.
Oh.
Like Bruce in his 60s. He's like, I can do this.
I still got this.
I appreciate all the calls. It was just a question. I think 90 minutes is the fair place, give or take. And then depending on how legendary you are and how many hits you keep putting out.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
People are paying $500 for an O.J. Simpson autograph. I'll pass. I'm like giving them 5 nickels for one. Amy, coolest autograph you have?
I have Taylor Swift's autograph on a guitar.
That's a good one.
And it's a super special way that I got it, so I love it. And I'll always keep it.
Yeah, because someone signed it. Taylor signed it somewhere, but a listener bought it in an auction and gave it back to you.
Yeah. It was just an amazing little gesture.
Was it because your mom was sick?
Yeah, so he's a doctor. Pretty sure he works in cancer, and then my mom had cancer, and then we were doing a tornado relief fundraiser. So he went on, bought the Taylor Swift guitar, and then gifted it to me.
That's a good one.
It's super special, and I'll always have it.
That's a good one. It's a special one. My special one?
Yeah.
There was this fella. Maybe you hadn't heard of him. I don't know. Named Garth Brooks, right?
Oh, yeah.
He comes in the first time he's been in. And I know Garth now, but at the time, I was just like, holy cow, this is Garth Brooks. And he plays on the show. And then he gives me his guitar and signs it. And I have it.
Yeah.
And he signed it upside down, too. So it's a error card.
Oh, the error.
Yeah.
And he gave you the guitar, too.
He gave me the guitar, the case. He gave me the case.
That's right.
And so I have I have Garth's guitar with the case, and he wrote this big, long message on it. And I don't even hang that up in my house.
And you have video proof, too, of him playing the guitar.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. Did you just have it in the case?
It's in, like, a safe. It's in another safe. It's in another country in a Swiss bank.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't want anything to have it. Yeah. Coolest autograph that you have. Shelby in Gainesville, Florida. You're on.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Hi. I'm such a fan. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
So, I have a Luke Bryan autograph, but it was back when he was opening for Rascal Flatts.
That's cool. And you got an old school autograph. That's cool.
Yes. So, we were at the merchandise table after the concert, and he just walked up to the merch table. And we were like, is that the guy that opened? So he signed my shirt. We got a cool picture, and it's been years, but now he's like this big thing, and it's awesome.
It's especially cool because it was pre-Luke. You know what I mean? That's a go. Hey, I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you for calling. Hey, Kate in Alabama.
Hi.
Tell me about this autograph that you have where you're like, this is cool.
I have Jonathan Taylor Thomas's autograph.
From Home Improvement.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you get that?
He was at Planet Hollywood, and my dad took me to meet him because I, like, had posters all over my room. And I shook his hand, and for 2 days I didn't wash my hands because I wanted his germs on me. I even stuck a rubber glove on the hand that I shook his hand with.
Atta
and
girl.
I still have that rubber glove.
Atta girl.
Wow.
Atta girl. Hey, that's
his
awesome.
His germs are preserved.
Appreciate you. Lunchbox, favorite autograph.
When I was working at Jason's Deli in San Antonio, I'm sitting there working. I look up, and Tim Duncan is going through the line from the San Antonio Spurs. So I handed him a Jason's Deli menu and had him sign it.
Basketball player, Amy.
I know.
Just make it. Whoa. I didn't know if you knew, because sometimes you don't.
Oh, yes. I'm aware.
Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Chelsea, Canton, Ohio. Hi.
Hi.
Who is the coolest autograph you have?
I have LeBron James's autograph.
Wow. From when?
He had just graduated high school, and he was getting ready to play in the NBA. And I was young at the time, and I didn't realize it, but we were at a high school football game, and he was sitting like two rows in front of us, and my dad said, he's going to be really famous, go down and get his autograph. And I did.
That's cool.
Wow.
You got old school LeBron autograph. Hey, appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for all the calls, everybody. The Bobby Bones
Show. Bobby Bones. On your iPhone, you can do a do not disturb, and it means these hours that you dedicate, nobody can break through the wall.
Nope.
And Amy had hers on, and I was like, what if something happened?
Yeah, I've been doing do not disturb at night now when I go to sleep, and it's so amazing, because like even if no annoying text messages come through and wake me up, like I just hit do not disturb, and I'm out until my alarm goes off.
I was worried, because I was like, what if I have to disturb?
What if you need to
what
disturb?
Need sometimes people don't think about like how early we go to bed, and you know, maybe a 9 or 10 o'clock at night text is normal to them. Well, that can be waking me up. Not good.
So she did change it, though. So I'm able to disturb now.
Yeah. I realized that I could be causing an issue if, like, Bobby or Morgan or someone from the show, like, we needed to wake up in the middle of the night for something, and I'm not going to know it. So if you add certain people to your favorites list, favorite people can get through.
They can disturb.
Oh. So do not, but don't I'm just start disturbing me just because.
I'm free to disturb.
Yeah.
It now, has to be important.
In that same vein, I've had to pull you from my main in case of emergency contact.
Why?
Well, because you have too many things going on in your life.
Why?
Now.
Who's your thing now?
It's me. I knew it.
It definitely isn't Eddie.
You have way too much.
If I'm on the side of the road, hurt, Eddie's showing up late.
Like,
I'm
going to be there an hour later.
Yeah. Eddie's an hour late.
What?
Because
I'm confused. Like, this is like being taken out of MySpace top 8.
It is. And people don't even know what that means.
I remember that.
But what happened was.
Okay. Explain yourself.
First of all, when it's just you and your husband, it's not a big deal because you just have your husband and you to take care of.
Yeah.
But now you have you, your husband, and two kids. And so it's like I can't, you may not be available if someone reaches out.
What, truth. I can't throw them in the car and come
I don't
help
know,
you?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can. So they actually probably could help save you.
I've had to change you off of my.
Just who did I get replaced by?
Lunchbox.
Gee, are you kidding me? Lunchbox would never show up. Eddie would be late, and Amy would show up with kids.
We sound terrible.
Silly
what
string.
Do you mean? I'm available sometimes.
So. Yeah, we. Okay, well. Wow.
Oh, answer the question.
Mike D.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Because he's got, you're right, he's got nothing going on.
Oh.
Dang, Eddie.
I'm sorry. Oh. That's why I'm laughing, because I knew that was harsh. My bad, Mike.
He has.
Wow. I mean,
not, he's like me. He doesn't have a lot of personal life going on.
Yeah.
But all these years together, and I just,
you just
get
have too much
to the curve like that.
But Mike D.
Got
nothing going on.
One of our producers and writers. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
So pretty soon he's probably
going
to be the beneficiary of all your stuff, right?
No, he gets the whole world.
Wow. He gets the whole kit and caboodle.
Man.
He gets the Bobby Bones Show.
We work together. We travel together. And so, hey, Mike D's walking in. They're all being haters on you right now. Yeah. Did you hear them?
Yeah.
He heard them. He didn't even react. He was just like, another day in the life. Poor Mike D, quiet. He has nothing to anybody except is quiet and is just nice.
Yeah. I want to know what his thoughts are, though. Because
Mike D, what are your thoughts on the whole situation?
That I know no one else knows?
No. We're talking about, I had to take Amy off my in case of emergency contact. And so I had to put you on there. And so she's kind of upset. But then Eddie goes, that's because you have nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't hear that part.
He's saying, yeah, because you agree.
I guess, yeah, don't.
There you go.
But you have a lot of work going on.
Yeah.
It's just I took Amy off because of personal reasons.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what about me? I got work going on too.
Yeah, but you don't work like Mike D does.
What?
Mike D's at it all the time. He doesn't stop.
Okay. Yeah, because again, I have other things.
That's exactly my point.
Oh, okay.
That's my point.
Raise your hand if you have other things.
Yes. But Lunchbox, put your hand down.
No,
you got nothing going
on.
No, come on.
Yeah, that's right. And he's a mentor.
Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah. Good. All right. Anyway, everybody cool?
I'm offended, but
Mike, they think you're the beneficiary of the will now, too.
Okay. I will be cool. I need this to settle in, and I'll process it.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Sorry. We're still friends forever.
I don't know.
But now three people rank over me. Your husband and your kids.
Okay.
And I can't be fourth place to emergency contact.
There's no going back.
No going back.
Okay. I get
Is
it.
Is there a going back? Can they not? If they don't come.
Okay.
Okay.
Back up.
I mean, what if? if? I know. I thought about
what
that last night.
What if they don't come? What if they?
I know. Like, what if somebody just... I don't even know what would happen.
I know. I know.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all up there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.